Have you ever put in a long day, crossed off a ton of tasks on your to-do list, but still felt like your business wasn't moving forward? If so, you might be stuck in a business bottleneck, and the bottleneck might be you. In this episode, I'm going to show you the hidden costs of doing it all yourself, how it creates a ceiling on your growth, and what starts to shift when you step into CEO mode instead of operator mode. Let's dive in. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the CEO Amplify podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Whether this is the first time you're listening to me or you've been following me for a while, welcome, welcome. Today, I'm going to be talking about something every business owner falls into at some point, and that is trying to do it all yourself. So I don't have to go down this road very deep. You already know it's exhausting to try and do everything yourself. But what you may not have realized is just how much it's costing you. It's costing you in growth, in profit, and in freedom. Now, if you know me at all, I'm pretty straight talker and I like to be blunt at times. So here it comes. If you are doing everything yourself, you are the ceiling of your business growth. There are only so many hours in a day and only so much energy you can put out. So this episode is not going to be a how-to with six steps. My goal today is to really hold up a mirror so you can see the hidden costs of doing everything yourself, and you can start thinking differently about where your time really goes. So I want you to start being aware, okay? So let's picture this. You start your morning, you're answering emails, then you're tweaking your website, maybe you're scheduling some Instagram posts, all while client work is sitting in the background waiting for you. And by the time you look up, the day's gone. It may feel like you're being productive because you're busy. But busy is not the same as effective. Let me say that again. Busy is not the same as effective. What's really happening is that you're stuck in maintenance mode. Those repetitive tasks that keep the business running but don't actually grow it. And this is what I call the CEO time trap. So when I work one-on-one with clients, I use a framework or a piece of my framework called the CEO scorecard. And the basis of this framework is that not all tasks are created equal. We have growth tasks, things like sales conversations, strategy, building partnerships. They have a much higher return than maintenance tasks. Things like inbox triage, Canva graphics, keeping up with invoices. But the truth is, most of us as business owners spend the majority of our time in maintenance because that's what feels urgent. So inside this CEO scorecard framework, I put a dollar amount on different types of tasks. And this dollar amount, it's not the amount that you're being paid for doing the task, nor it is the amount that you would pay someone else for doing the task. It's more about your measure of your blood, sweat, and tears. So as the business owner, you want to be spending more time in growth tasks than maintenance tasks, because growth tasks, again, are where what actually moves the needle. So let's say, for example, that maintenance tasks are going to be $10 or even $100 an hour. Growth tasks then are going to be worth $1,000 or $10,000 because they can be directly tied to revenue. So I was recently speaking with a local business owner here in my area who has a roofing business. He has a couple of crews and they have plenty of demand, right? Every 10, 15 years, whatever it is, people need their shingles redone. But as I continued the conversation with him and spoke to him a little bit longer, it became clear that he, as a business owner, also answers every phone call, posts everything on social, does every estimate himself, follows up with every estimate, invoices, a lot of little tasks behind the scenes that he's busy doing. And he told me he thinks he's saving money in this area by not hiring help. But in reality, he's burning his hours, his precious time, on $10 tasks and leaving thousands in revenue on the table. And this may sound familiar to you. Sure, you might not be a roofing business, but it's the same pattern that happens in different types of businesses. And you may have lived the same exact rhythm where you've got plates, they're spinning, and you got to keep them all up in the air. Some plates keep falling, and when they do, that growth, it flatlines. It doesn't budge. It doesn't increase. So I want to put some numbers to this to really cement in your head what I'm talking about. So let's say you spend 5 hours a week on Canva graphics, whether that's to post on social or to put on your website or to put in your emails or whatever you need these graphics for. That's 5 hours that you could have used to reach out to potential clients. And let's say that each new client is worth $2,000 to you. So you're not only losing those 5 hours of time, you're leaving $10,000 on the table every single month. You could be spending those 5 hours reaching out to clients, and each client can be worth $2,000. So it's time and money. But then there's an emotional cost as well. Decision fatigue, exhaustion, resentment toward this business that you've created. And let me tell you, I know this because I've lived it. In my early days, I wore every hat. Marketing, admin, bookkeeping, client delivery, you name it, I did it. My days were long, my list was never done, and the cost wasn't just on the business, it was on me. I missed family dinners, I skipped family time, I ended up mostly drained, completely drained, at the end of most weeks. So on paper, sure, I looked productive. But in reality, I was stuck. And this is the illusion of, quote, saving money. Doing it all yourself doesn't save you money. It costs you growth. So let me ask you this. If you look back at your last week, what percentage of your time went to true growth activities versus maintenance tasks? If you are in a spot right now where you can pull up your calendar on your phone, do so. If not, do it when you get to a spot where you can. Look at your calendar. Was it filled with things that move revenue forward or things that just kept the wheels turning? And if you're not sure, that's your first clue, my friends. Awareness begins with simply noticing where your time really goes. When you are the only one doing the work, your business can only grow to the size of your personal capacity. So if you're currently at 5K months, 10K months, 20K months, doesn't matter, and you're maxed out, The only way to double your income is to double your hours. And let's be honest, I don't think any of us know how to double our hours, right? We've all got the same 24 hours a day. We need family, we need sleep, we need rest. And the business has to fit in there somewhere. When you mix CEO tasks with operator tasks, your growth will always stall. And I have seen this in my own business over and over again. The weeks I gave into busy work and I started getting into the weeds and doing all the little things, my growth flatlined. But the weeks where I focused on growth tasks, my offers, having conversations, building systems, partnerships, things actually moved forward. My friends, numbers don't lie. If you free up 10 hours a week by eliminating those 10-hour tasks, that's $1,000 worth of your time back. Invest those 10 hours into $1,000 growth work, and now you've created possibly $10,000 of real business value. Numbers don't lie. If you're spending your time on the 10-hour tasks, your revenue is showing it. And when you say, "Oh, but Donna, I can't afford help right now." The truth is, you can't afford not to. The return on investment of stepping out of the bottleneck is massive. Let me give you another example. Let's say you own a local bakery business. You know, it's a little thing you started on the side and it's kind of growing. People in your town are getting used to you being, quote, the baker, and they're referring their friends to you when they need a cake or something. You enjoy the craft of making and baking. But when wedding season hits, the number of orders and the number of inquiries increases significantly, and you can barely keep up. You've got two brides who reached out and wanted to know if you could make their wedding cakes, but things happened and you didn't get time to respond to them fast enough, and they switched to another bakery in town and placed their orders there. A hotel reached out to you for a contract, but because you didn't respond quickly, they moved on as well. So even though it was wedding season and you had a lot of orders, on paper, you may have even had your best quarter ever. But in reality, growth slipped right through your fingers. Those two brides who went to the other bakery, that hotel contract that went to another person, you lost business there because you didn't have the time to respond. You were stuck in those maintenance tasks and didn't make time for your growth tasks. So how do you know if this is you? Well, I want to give you three big warning signs if you're being the bottleneck in your business. Number one, projects stall only when they hit your desk. So things move along fine until you have to do something. And then, boom, everything comes to a halt. Number two, your best customers, they mostly hear from you when there's a problem, not when you have new ideas. And number three, your team has stopped suggesting improvements, not because they don't care, but because they know you're just going to take it back and take it over. If one of those feels true, then I want you to pay attention. And if all three sound like your daily life, then I hate to break it to you, but your business growth is flat on the floor, looking up, waving for help. And there's another side to all of this that most of us forget, and that's the customer side. Slow replies look like disinterest. I heard a quote the other day that said something like, if we respond within 21 minutes of getting an inquiry, we're much more likely to convert than if we respond after that 20-minute mark. 21 minutes, friends, that's a very short time. And I'm not saying you have to make sure that you're responding to every inquiry within 21 minutes, but you get the point here. If someone reaches out interested in your services or what you do, and you don't have the time to respond back to them, they will move on. Long timelines look like you have capacity issues. Your potential customers don't know that you were buried in fixing a tech hiccup or that you were redoing a Canva graphic. All they feel and see is the lag. So you can be amazing and great at what you do and still look unreliable if you're stretched too thin. So what does this really mean for you? I'm not saying that you need to outsource everything tomorrow, but you do need to start asking, am I operating as the doer or am I operating as the CEO? So I have a homework task for you, a little exercise I want you to do. At the end of each day, when you shut down your laptop, I want you to take 2 minutes and ask yourself, what did I do today that only I could do? No one else in my business could do that task. And I want you to make a little list of those things. If that list is short, that's good. If that list is long, that's a sign you're stuck in the bottleneck. And the shift begins with awareness, my friends. Awareness that your time is your most valuable asset and that doing it all yourself is quietly capping your growth. If you're doing it all yourself, you're really not building a business. You're building a job. And that one job that will eventually burn you out. So my last question for you is, if I stop doing all the $10 hour tasks in my business, what growth could I create instead? This is where the breakthrough begins. Not in hustling harder, not in squeezing more into your calendar, but in stepping back and asking, how do I start leading instead of just doing? And if you want some help getting started with this, I've got something for you. It's called the CEO Sprint. It's a private 7-day podcast that gives you short, practical steps to start working less and profiting more. I'll put the link in the show notes, but you can grab it at my website, ceoamplify.ca/sprint. All right. Thanks for tuning in. And if this episode made you think of another business owner who's stuck as the bottleneck of their business, would you please take a few minutes and share it with them? I would love that. Until next time, take care. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.